You've spent most of your adult life living alone as a single woman in different cities. And I want you to take me through that journey, what it has looked like for you. Did it get easier or harder with age, with time? Was it different renting alone as a 19-year-old single woman, perhaps, as opposed to maybe a 25-year-old? And did you find that the experience differed significantly depending on which city you were in?
So I left home very early when I was in sixth class first, and then from seventh class my parents had allowed me to travel and look for my own logistics on my own. So I had, sort of figured out ki how sometimes you have to be persuasive and assertive with people. Because I mean, you're not going to be taken seriously in that sense, especially for when it's about your own convenience and your own safety, right? But then, when I moved to Delhi in 2020 to rent alone, no, I mean 2016 when I came here for college. At that time, only the renting thing started because hostels were not sufficient. So I rented this place with this girl, and she we were the three of us. Okay, one girl was 2 years senior. We saw that there was always this they felt like, okay, these are children who are living away from girls living away from their families. We have to be their parent in that sense, and which was quite bizarre because we were not I mean, we were adults, and there were some things that were like first, when we moved in that house, the first conversation that my aunt had with the landlord was that ki we don't want her to face this like curfew timing and thing. That's why we've not put her in certain places. So agar aap bata dijiye if there is that issue with you, तो हम लोग कहीं और देख लेंगे क्योंकि फर्स्ट ईयर के बच्चे हैं, मस्ती करेंगे, घूमेंगे फिरेंगे. शी वॉज लाइक, माई आंट वॉज एट द टाइम 32. वो समझती थी, मतलब समझती है. तो शी हैड दिस कॉन्वर्सेशन विद दिस गर्ल, एंड वो जो लैंडलॉर्ड की बेटी थी वो भी क्वाइट यंग थी. शी वॉज 28, 29. शी वॉज लाइक, या दैट्स नॉट, आई मीन हमारा क्या है, हम तो रहते भी नहीं है उस घर में. लाइक दे यूज टू लिव सामने वाले घर में. हम तो जस्ट गिव द रेंट ऑन टाइम एंड डोंट लाइक डोंट make noise so that our neighbors complain to us. This was the basic thing that she like tried to be cool, whatever. But then within 6 months we started facing problems like she would always come and check at the end of the month. I mean, in lieu of taking rent and all, वो तो हम फोन पे भेज देते थे, फिर पता नहीं क्यों आती थी इंस्पेक्शन करने के लिए. वेर हैव यू मूव्ड, विच फर्नीचर, एंड this is what I've been hearing. Who came to see you guys, and who has a boyfriend, and wo aata hai, wo kisse milne aata hai, that sort of thing. So we didn't even have to do anything to be called out by her. She would send messages, I know somebody came home. I'm just not, the thing is, I don't remember which boy was coming home at the time. It just used to annoy me that why is it a problem to her at all? She was going to throw us out after one incident where a few boys came home to drop us after this HKV night crawl or something. And obviously, I mean, some of us were drunk, and a lot of like three, four girls were there who weren't even living there. So CDO se upar chandne mein whatever commotion that had caused. बस एक बार हुआ था वो, एंड शी कॉल्ड माई आंट एंड दिस गर्ल, माई फ्रेंड्स मॉम, एवरीबडी शी कॉल्ड. शी इज लाइक, आई एम गोइंग टू थ्रो दीज गर्ल्स आउट बिकॉज देर जस्ट नॉट गुड गर्ल्स, दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग. एवरी अदर डे देर इज अ न्यू गाय. एक तो देर वॉज दिस थिंग हैपनिंग, आई मीन देर आर पीपल कमिंग इन, बट देन शी ऑल्सो एक्सट्रैपुलेटेड इट टू अ पॉइंट कि हम लोग घर पे इस बारे में बात ही ना कर सके. लाइक शी पहले ही शी टॉक्ड अबाउट इट. So we had to move our like we had to vacate that flat and look for a flat nearby बहुत जल्दी से, which was we didn't think ये हो पाएगा, but then we're lucky to find one very nearby. So we moved there, and the same problem continued there. it was a much smaller place, and this one time this landlord, the landlord at new place, had seen a car parked inside outside of the house, and wo hum log ki female friend ki car thi. But she just assumed that you guys are calling boys home. And this one time there was this random person smoking in front of the house, and she just assumed that we know him. And I moved into my first independent place, like when I had a job, when I was I came back from Chennai in 2020. And I took this flat, and I was talking to the landlord, being like, listen, my brother is going to visit, probably my male relatives are also, all other male relatives might also come, my uncles and all of that. So instead of being like, you are not supposed to like call me out on whoever comes home and all, mera ghar hai, I will come with whoever, I was just like, my male family members are going to be here, so I'm sure, I hope you don't have an objection to that. They were fine with it. I mean, haha, bhai wagera jo bhi ho, jisko bhi bulana ho, bula lo. So I, to be on the safe side, I also put my brother's name on the rent agreement. Felt like to be on the safer side, I had to do it. I mean, my brother was also going to come to stay for a few months. But then I also had a boyfriend at the time. I was thinking ki jab wo aega, to just be like, ye mera bhai hai. Also, koi aise ghar pe aake check nahi karne wala tha. I was a grown-up adult. I had my own thing going on, but then I was still worried, if that happens, what will I do then? So I just asked my brother if we can have both of our name on the rent agreement, ताकि इनको पता रहे कि यहाँ एक लड़का और एक लड़की रहते हैं. Then like new set of problems I started facing, because it was like anything I wanted from the landlord to fix or anything, she would just not listen to me. And then when I tried having my brother talk to her, it was all sorted. Then I was in Noida. I was living in Noida after that with a boy. Pehle to mera ek male friend and I. So we went around looking for houses. Obviously, you can expect that nobody wanted to give us their home, because they were like, are you married? Are you siblings? And we were none of that. तो फिर हमने झूठ बोलना शुरू किया कि हम लोग, कहीं हमने झूठ बोला कि हम लोग भाई बहन है, कहीं हमने झूठ बोला कि हम लोग शादी करने वाले हैं, दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग. तो ऑब्वियसली जहाँ पे हमने बोला कि हम लोग भाई बहन है, वहां दे लेट अस लिव टुगेदर. एंड देयर वाज नॉट रियली अ प्रॉब्लम, आई मीन इट वाज ओनली 6 months. एंड आई रिमेम्बर देयर वाज वन टाइम दैट आई हैड टू सेंड वन सेट ऑफ फर्नीचर टू माय nanny's place, because it was in my house and I didn't need it, so she needed it. So maine wo jo chota hathi wala jo transport hota hai na, wo kara ke maine usme bheja, aur security wo main gate pe, us wajah se itna commotion ho gaya that the whole society got involved. They made this whole thing about how this girl without any permission from her landlord is moving out and, you know, running away, bina paisa rent diye aur ye wo. Ha, faltu ke assumptions. I mean, main ghar pe hi thi. It was just like two things, one cloth hanger and one big table that I was sending to my aunt's place, and they were like, ye move kar rahe hain bina permission ke. Jo society se wo jo moving wala jo lena hota hai form, वो उन्होंने लिया नहीं और ये इस फर्नीचर इधर उधर कर रहे हैं. सो माय लैंडलॉर्ड वाज कॉल्ड, लैंडलॉर्ड वाज नॉट लिविंग इन द सिटी, माय लैंडलॉर्ड वाज कॉल्ड एंड ही जस्ट लाइक शाउटेड एट मी कि लड़कियों को घर दो और ये सब होता है, इसीलिए मैं फैमिली वालों को ही घर देता हूँ, तुम लोग बैचलर्स को घर ही नहीं देना चाहिए, ट्रस्ट ही नहीं कर सकते, ऑल ऑफ दिस थिंग हैपेंड. देन माय मदर हैड टू कॉल द लैंडलॉर्ड एंड एक्सप्लेन टू हिम ki this is actually what's happening, I am still going to be living there, it's just the two things I had to move out of my house, and I just did that. So basically ye feel hua hai ki there's like bahut zyada trust deficit, especially if you are not married, to bahut zyada maine ye landlords ke sath experience kiya hai. And you know, one time I was living with this girl in Noida only, our landlord was like on the same floor but in a different apartment, and she was very sweet and all. But वही ये benevolent वाली चीज़ें भी जो है ना, एक बार she came to our house with two pots of neem plants saplings, ठीक है, एंड शी इज लाइक इसको बैल्कनी में रख लो, तुम दोनों की शादी जल्दी हो जाएगी. और वो वी वर सो वियर्डेड आउट बाय दैट इमेज लाइक. एंड शी इज लाइक नहीं, मेरी भी बेटियां हैं और उनकी मतलब शादी हो जाए टाइम से तो अच्छा रहता है. द गर्ल दैट आई वॉज लिविंग विद वॉज 29, सो उसके लिए और बोल रही थी कि ये तो फिर भी इसके पास तो अभी फिर भी टाइम है, आपने क्या सोचा है. व्हाई इज अ लैंडलॉर्ड सपोज टू कम इन द हाउस एंड आस्क अबाउट व्हेन आर यू गेटिंग मैरिड, व्हाट आर यू, दिस काइंड ऑफ थिंग्स मेक्स पीपल अनकंफर्टेबल. बट आई डोंट नो, पीपल आर लाइक वी कैन आस्क ओनली इफ यू आर अनमैरिड, एनीबॉडी कैन आस्क अबाउट योर प्लान्स एंड ऑल. बट देन ये जो था ना, हमें तो ध्यान रखना पड़ेगा, आप अपने मम्मी पापा के साथ नहीं रहते हो, हम तो आपको अपने बच्चे ज्यादा समझते हैं, ये वाला. इस टाइम पे ये सब कर रही थी. बट देन वन टाइम व्हेन शी हैड टू सेल द फ्लैट, शी डिडंट इवन गिव अस 15 डेज का नोटिस. इस टाइम पे सारा केयर और हम आपके पापा मम्मी जैसे ही हैं, ये सब निकल जाता है. देन शी वॉज लाइक कि आप बड़े हो, आप कमाते खाते हो खुद से, आप 15 दिन में घर तो ढूंढ ही सकते हो. जब हमने उनको बोला कि आंटी ये पॉसिबल ही नहीं है, हम कहाँ जाएंगे अभी अगर आप हमें वेकेट करना पड़ेगा, तो आप एटलीस्ट हमें 1 मंथ का नोटिस तो दो. बट देन शी वाज लाइक नहीं, आपसे हो जाएगा, आप ब्रोकर वगैरह से बात करो, इंडिपेंडेंट, आप तो इंडिपेंडेंट हो. आई थिंक आई हैड अ रियली बैड एक्सपीरियंस लैंडलॉर्ड वाइज एवरीवेयर आई गो. दिस प्लेस दैट आई एम लिविंग इन, देयर इज अ होल लॉट. ओके, वन डे आई वाज टॉकिंग टू दिस सब्जी वाला, मैं वहां से शुरू करूंगी जो यही पास में वो ऑपरेट करता है. तो मैंने उसको बोला कि आपका ऐसे कोई नंबर होगा जब मुझे आपको मुझे सब्जी मंगानी हो, आप मेरे घर आके दे सकते हो क्या. एंड ही लाइक वेरी इजीली गिव मी हिज कार्ड. एंड देन आई सेड कि मैं इस गली में रहती हूँ, उधर मैं बताने ही वाली थी मैं कौन सी बिल्डिंग में रहती हूँ. ही इज लाइक हाँ आप ये वाली बिल्डिंग में रहते हो ना, टॉप फ्लोर पे, आप और एक लड़की रहती है. ही न्यू अबाउट अस. एंड कुछ दिन बाद आई वॉज ऑलरेडी लाइक गेटिंग एंक्शियस बिकॉज ऑफ दैट, हाउ डज सब्जी वाला नो अबाउट मी, मतलब वो क्या देखता रहता है या फिर ये लोग बात करते हैं आपस में. आई मीन माई सेफ्टी इज ऑल्सो लाइक अ प्रेशर पॉइंट फॉर मी, राइट. आई मीन आई एम लिविंग इन दिस एरिया, दिस मार्केट एरिया, एंड ऑन द थर्ड फ्लोर. इवन द टिफिन वाली आंटी दैट आई हायर्ड, शी वुड ऑलवेज बी लाइक ध्यान से रहो, how are you, just the two of you living and that sort of thing. Kuch din baad aisa hua ki the main gate on the ground floor is not actually a proper gate. So jab se main yahan pe aayi hu, I have asked for like it to be repaired. I have also pitched ki main bhi paise lagaungi, first floor wale aur mere landlord, if we all pull in, we can definitely get the door fixed, at least get a proper lock in there. ठीक है, बट नोबडी हैज टू आंसर, नोबडी वॉन्ट्स टू एंगेज इन दैट कॉन्वर्सेशन एट ऑल. बट देन जब कभी कभी हम ऑर्डर करते हैं और डिलीवरी वाले वापस जाने टाइम दे जस्ट कीप द डोर ओपन, देन इट इज डायरेक्टली ऑन अस कि व्हाई डू यू ऑर्डर फूड, व्हाई डू यू हैव टू डू दिस, कि रात को आ ही क्यों रहा है डिलीवरी वाला ऊपर, तुमको करना ही क्यों है ये. ठीक है, अनदर थिंग हैपेंड इन May 2023 when there was a dustbin that caught fire on my floor outside in the staircase section. And for at least 15 to 20 minutes, I mean, it took some time for that fire to develop into big, big, scary thing. And there were at least 10 men on the staircase shouting my name, calling me out, but none of them had the thing to like put the fire out, you know.
Oh my God. Okay.
Like the fire was burning, it was itna high ho gaya tha flame ki chhat wali ceiling tak wo black mark hai abhi bhi. And you know, I mean, as soon as I saw this, everybody was shouting at me and you know calling me names and all sorts of things. Tum aag jal rahi hai to tum ye kyun kar rahe ho yaar. Then I दरवाजा खोला और दिखा मेरे को इंस्टेंटली, मैं वॉशरूम में गई, लकीली देयर वाज अ बकेट, हाफ बकेट ऑफ वाटर जो मैंने जाके तुरंत उस पर डाल दिया. एंड दीज पीपल वर मैड अबाउट दैट एज वेल कि पूरा कचरा फैला दिया पूरी बिल्डिंग में. मतलब इन लोगों को मतलब चैस्टाइज करने का जो वो हैबिट है वो इस पॉइंट पर तक पहुंच जाता है दैट यू डोंट इवन केयर अबाउट योर ओन सेफ्टी. लाइक द whole building would have caught fire and these people would have been like, इस लड़की ने किया है. ये लड़कियां रहती हैं इन्होंने किया है. आफ्टर दिस फायर इंसिडेंट द फर्स्ट थिंग माय लैंडलॉर्ड डिड वाज व्हेन शी गॉट टू नो अबाउट इट शी टुक आवर कीज टू द टेरेस. शी इज लाइक नहीं दूंगी मैं, तुमने आग लगा दी एज अ पनिशमेंट. और पता है वो जो कीज थी मेरे पास, थैंक गॉड मेरे पास वो कीज थी बिकॉज आई कुड गो अप एंड ओपन द टेरेस वाला डोर ताकि जो बिल्डिंग में जो भी वो स्मोक जमा हो गया था वो बाहर निकल पाया. अदरवाइज इट वुड हैव बीन ट्रैप्ड, यू नो. इट कुड इट टुक मी 1 year and a half फॉर हर टू गिव मी बैक दोज टेरेस कीज. मैंने बोल दिया मैं रेंट नहीं दूंगी इस महीने का अगर मुझे छत की वो चाबी नहीं मिलती है तो.
व्हेन यू लुक बैक टू ऑल ऑफ इट, what do you think could have actually helped you in these moments, you know? Could it have been better legal knowledge? Could it have been, you know, being part of a community where you could call somebody to help, or you know, something else entirely? And what do you think needs to change for single women, you know, in your age group or younger than you, who rent now and who will rent after you?
I think more than the legal thing, and I mean, you know, I have people in the city. I've always had. My grandmother lives here. If it was about calling people for help, I always had that. But then I don't want to do that, right? The thing that I have seen is that no matter how much legal action you can bring in, as long as these people stop seeing single women as, you know, समथिंग, या तो कुछ बहुत सिनिस्टर सोचते हैं ये, या तो ऐसे सोचते हैं मतलब या मतलब कि कुछ गलत काम कर रही है, अकेले रह रही है तो कोई इससे मिलने आ रहा है, मतलब ये दिस इज लाइक इमोरल और दैट सॉर्ट ऑफ थिंग, या तो दे ट्रीट लाइक यू नो वो जो एक अथॉरिटी टाइप का कि नहीं नहीं वी विल केयर केयर फॉर यू, वी विल गेट यू दिस एंड यू टू like this electrician who comes to my place sometimes, he's just like aap kya karo aap kisi aur ko maar. Delhi mein jitne bhi plumber aur electrician hain sab fraud hain, aur dekhenge ki aap kya rehte ho idhar to aapko bilkul wo karke chale jayenge, kya bolte hain scam karke chale jayenge, to aap mujhe hi bulaya karo main hi theek hu, that sort of thing. Either this kind of protectionist, I don't know, whatever that is, or this kind of treatment ki main to matlab jaise ki mere khud ke maa baap hai hi nahi, main yahan pe kaam kar to rahi nahi hu, kuch bhi chala rahi hu yahan pe, scam chala rahi hu just because I have rented a house. Right now I'm used to this behavior, right? So I'm going to move out of this house in May or something. But that's not because she's being a certain way with me. That's all. I've learned to handle it by being like, I'm giving you the rent and I'm not asking you for anything. All the repairs and all of that, you don't even pay me for those things. So you can't talk to me whichever way you feel like. Okay? Main yahan se move kar rahi hu to go to a bigger place. But abhi tak maine jo dekha hai, every time I've moved out of the house, it has been because of either like my office location changed or the landlord is being horrible and it's like completely unlivable in that situation.